Hey everybody, welcome to Roll a D20, the role-playing podcast of The Laziest Fashion.
I am Trisha, and BTS is causing my current divorce. Woo!
I'm Andy, and bacon tomato sandwiches have no effect on my relationship status whatsoever.
I'm Natasha, and I prefer ham sandwiches, actually.
I'm Karen, and I could really go for a veggie sub from Jimmy John's with sprouts.
Ugh. And I'm your GMT. Today we're taking a trip into space.
Ooh. Aw, shit.
So, within the very thin premise of our show, all my playing people are one character, and they get to decide on the details of that. We're going to start out with what type of alien you are, and Trisha's going to decide that.
We're going to be a blork.
A blork.
A blork.
What?
B-L-O-R-Q.
Blork. Q. Okay, blork.
Bold choice with the Q, okay.
I like that.
Next, Andy is going to tell us what our name is.
Thomas.
Oh, right. Great name, buddy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thomas the Blork.
Natasha is going to tell us what we look like.
I'm going to say we're a pale pink.
Okay.
And we have three antenna, one right in the middle and then two in the normal spots.
Okay.
And then just a normal humanish looking face, but two tongues.
Ooh.
And a humanoid in shape, but pale pink.
But the two tongues. We gotta remember that.
Yes.
Now, are the two tongues like side by side or like top and bottom?
I was thinking top and bottom.
Like stacked.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
Karen is gonna tell us what class our character is.
D class
is? Yeah.
We're gonna be a cleric.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We can worship the alien gods. Yeah.
Trisha is going to tell us how old we are.
I'm going to say that we are the awesome age of 22.
All right. I think that's the youngest character we've ever had.
Well, didn't we have a teenager once or no? I'm trying to remember.
Poor listeners.
Oh, yeah. This extensive lore will never catch your ears. All right. So, you guys are a pale pink alien with three antennas, with a normal human facade, and two stacked tongues. Your name is Thomas, you're 22 years old, and you know magic, because you're a cleric.
Now, by normal human face, are we saying, like, average-looking human? Name a celebrity that we would look like. Like, are we like,
Trisha Paytas.
Susan, what, huh?
Guess that's not really a celebrity.
Oh dear, what?
I think coined my own age there. Let's say Dolly Parton.
So we're and we look like Dolly Parton in our face.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I'm down.
You sound surprised. Are you new?
Yeah, I should have expected that. You're right.
Yeah.
Have our characters ever conformed to any traditional beauty standard? Let's be real here.
I don't know. This alien sounds pretty smoking to me. To each their own.
They got those three antenna. I mean, oh.
Man. And stacked tongue.
I'm really worried what Trisha's gonna do with that.
I'm regretting everything.
You gave such a good detailed description. Here goes our story. You are on a spacecraft on your first mission to the planet Earth. You're being sent there to do some reconnaissance and figure out how to infiltrate the Earth's military systems. You land in a big field with lots of corn in, I want to say, middle of Ohio. So, what would Trisha like to do?
So, we landed in a cornfield in Ohio. I want to make a crop circle.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for that.
13.
All right. What shape did you want to make this crop circle?
I want like a whole maze. I rolled a 13, so we'll see how this works.
Okay. You attempt to make your crop circle maze, and that's pretty okay. Like, I feel like a 5-year-old could probably figure it out, but it's still there.
All right.
What would Andy like to do now?
All right. So we landed, and our job is to do reconnaissance, figure out how to infiltrate the military, and we drew a crop circle to confuse them, and then that way the military would look into it, and then maybe we can... Yeah. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'm going to try and find someone in the military and sign myself up. I'm going to try and join the army.
Well, in Ohio, that shouldn't be hard to do.
Yo, it'd be an easy roll.
First person on the corner.
Well, I got a 12. Eh.
All right. So you find yourself a U.S. Navy recruitment setup in a local mall. Mm-hmm. And you haven't disguised yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of screaming. They shut down the mall. They close all the exits. Even the people that were shopping and working there can't get out.
Oh, no.
What would Natasha like our character to do next?
I think I'm just going to turn to everybody and be like, I know, right? Like, what a good cosplay.
Oh, okay. And...
What a bold gambit.
What did you get for that role?
I got a 14.
All right. This works. You deceive them. And people are like, half of them are really impressed. The other half are like, who let this freak in? Cosplay is equally as weird as an alien.
Mm-hmm.
They lift the bars on the exits and... Most people pretty much go about their day. However, this one guy comes up to you. He's wearing a Deadpool shirt.
Oh, God.
Aw, no.
And he asks you how you got your antennas to stand up on their own. What would Karen like to do now?
I'm going to explain to him how I have crafted a headband that goes underneath my wig, and that I used a complicated system of pipe cleaners and floral wire to make sure that the antenna stand up on their own.
Okay.
Damn.
Go ahead and roll.
A critical miss.
Oh, really?
That's a 1, baby.
So, you do say all of that in the very eloquent way that you put it, but the man takes this as an invitation to keep talking to you.
It is a critical fail.
And now you have a boyfriend.
Oh, no!
Who really wants to cosplay Naruto and Hinata with you.
Wants to be Hinata, right?
You're gonna have to roll to ask for that later. He takes you to the mall food court where there is a Sbarro pizza.
Mm-hmm.
What would Trisha like to do now?
I mean... It looks like he wants to take me to that Sbarro pretty bad, but I'm kind of looking at that Taco Bell.
Your first fight already.
So I'm going to attempt to convince him Taco Bell is so much better.
Okay.
It's a 19.
You say this to him, and his soul basically ascends. He says, you are the girl of my dreams. He doesn't really know if you're a girl, but it doesn't matter at this point. He's just like, he's got like the sweats. His fedora is falling.
Does his fedora fall into... Well, I guess he hasn't ordered yet, so it'd be impossible. But I was going to ask if his fedora fell into his nachos Bel Grande. But no, that's
no,
that can't happen.
Yeah, the continuity error there.
Yeah, yeah.
In our very official podcast.
Totes. Mm-hmm. Goats.
He takes you to the Taco Bell, and you both get your orders. I assume since you're an alien, you get something simple as not to accidentally poison yourself.
Cheese.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to repeat... Oh, spoilers.
Spoilers if that episode already happened.
Well, that's fine. We'll see what order these get posted in.
We'll see how this works.
He gets a cheesy roll-up and then 3 extra cups of nacho cheese and a large soda with 2 straws.
Oh, good lord.
He takes you to the food court. He pulls your chair out for you. You take a seat. Also, you paid, of course.
Well, what?
So.
My 19 didn't do shit.
What would Andy, you got your Taco Bell.
I did.
What
I
would
did.
Andy, I can't what, complain. What would Andy like to do?
As I have just a mouthful of like piping hot fake hamburger taco meat, I'm going to try and just preach to him about the virtues of dying for your country in the military and try and get him to join with me at the same time to join the army.
Mm. Nice.
Explaining to him in the process that he probably will die. And I got a 4.
Oh, yeah. So you make this big speech, and he hears all of it. He's nodding. He says, you know, that sounds a lot like Evangelion. And I wasn't really a fan of that one.
Can
so,
I murder him right now?
So I'm
because
gonna,
he said he wasn't a fan of Evangelion.
He says, so I'm going to pass. He tips his fedora. And says, sometimes nice guys just don't get the nice girls. Stands up and leaves.
Oh no, Andy. I've ruined it.
Did you though?
Add
Would
one,
you call it ruining?
Add I mean, one it... cheesy roll up to your inventory.
Oh hell yeah.
Half eaten.
Alright. Yeah. All things considered, that was a pretty good roll or a pretty good result for a 4.
I mean, depends on what you really wanted.
I'm happy with this. I'm satisfied.
We don't get that extra pair of eyes on reconnaissance.
What would Natasha like to do now?
Well, Thomas is a bit sad that he lost his extra pair, you know, his help. But he's kind of secretly fist bumping on the inside because that dude was a creep. Or they, Blork. I don't know what Blork's gender is.
Your name is Thomas.
Not Blork, Thomas. Thomas is thinking about it. My bad.
That's like saying human is thinking about it.
Close enough. Cat is thinking about it. I mean, we say stuff like that. Okay, Thomas is thinking. And he's looking around and realizing the way to get what you need in this world is money.
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking he's going to go back to his crop circle and start selling tickets for his fancy corn maze.
All right.
I got a 16.
Okay, so yeah, you do as described. You go back to your crop circle. It was pretty far out there, so nobody's really been messing with it. You set up a little, like, lemonade-esque stand to sell tickets.
Is one of the letters on the stand, like, backwards? Like, it says crop circle, but that, like, the E is the wrong way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
I was thinking selling it as a corn maze.
Oh, well. The R in corn is backwards then.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Okay.
Is it a K?
Yeah, I was just gonna mention like the band.
Perfect.
And you get a few people to come by. So add 4 bucks to your inventory.
Hell yeah.
As you're doing this, you get a call on your communicator. And you can't really, like, you can't hang up. It's bypassed.
Shit.
And it's your boss.
Oh, no.
So, what do you want to do, Karen?
So, I answer it, this grand story about how I'm dating this guy in the military. How we're raising money for me to be able to pay for the military entrance exam. I don't tell him how, but it's only a half-truth. Because I am making money.
That's true.
And I rolled a 9 for my lie.
He believes the part that's true. He does believe you're making money. But your boss says, look, Thomas, I've known you your whole life, all 22 years. You know, when your dad passed away, I told him before he died, because that's how it works.
Story.
That I was gonna make sure that you were good and you did good things. And I also told them I knew you'd never find love, so I know you don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, ow.
What a dick move. Like, hey, just so you know, your son Thomas died alone. Like, did he say that when he was a baby? Like, he looked at Thomas as a baby, and he's like, man, this baby is going to have a rough-ass life.
Man, I don't know when he said that. I'm just relaying what this alien said.
That's fair.
The phone call ends, and after it ends, you get a message from this guy, and it says, I'm serious. So, what would you like to do next, Trisha?
Well, we got our asses reamed by our boss, so we should probably attempt to go into the military. So I go back to that Navy recruiter because, you know, we got distracted by Deadpool shirt and try and get back into the military.
Okay.
I rolled a 19.
All right. So you head back to the mall, you talk to the recruiter, and your application has been put in. They're gonna do the testing to see if you're physically fit enough to join. And, you know, the psych eval and all the other things that happen. And as you go to leave, he says, please don't show up wearing that. And then just points in your general area.
Oh, dear.
Does he kind of wave his hand as in cool as he does it? Like, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
Like polishing something, like that kind of motion.
Mm-hmm, you know? Exactly. Like all of that. Just stop all of that.
Like all of this kind of.
So you show up. It's pretty close to the cornfield, and you see a bunch of other, you know, people. No other aliens, just people. Kind of surprising, you know.
Yeah, really.
And they're suspicious all even. They're all, you know, getting ready to do this test. What would you like to do, Andy?
Oh, hell yeah! I was hoping it was me. All right. So I need a disguise. What I'm gonna try and do is eye up another human being there. Well, not another, a human being there. And I'm going to see if I can find someone where I can take their skin off, wear it as a suit. Like, you remember Men in Black with the Edgar suit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the really convincing Edgar suit. Like, he wore it and he didn't look alien at all throughout the whole movie. And you're like, wow, I never guessed that Edgar was an alien. Like, that kind of suit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that plan where I'm going to steal someone's skin and put it on, hopefully cover up the antenna, this part of the scalp. And I guess just hide one tongue under the other tongue. I think it's a good plan, and the dice are going to be with me with a 15.
I would like the audience to imagine me banging my head against a wall right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad we got to the graphic part of this episode.
As usual, I brought the graphic
part. I feel like it's a toss-up whether it's going to be Andy or Trisha.
Yeah, sorry.
No, Trisha's the sexy.
Oh, kinky. The kinky, yes.
Yeah, kinky is better than sexy. Not really sexy. That's just kinky.
That's me.
You know?
So, you do as you described. Not gonna repeat that. And as you do it, there is a lot of screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't actually kill this person.
Well, no, I'm not a murderer.
But once you do remove the skin, they do, you know, bleed until they die. So,
oh shit.
Add 1 pound of remorse to your inventory, as well as a skin suit.
I'm gonna put 1 pound remorse and very convincing skin suit.
Mm-hmm. Which you are wearing now, yeah.
Skin suit equipped. Is it very rare, ultra rare? Is it like common on...
You say skin suit, and all I think of is the Silence of the Lambs. So we went two completely different directions here.
I mean, it's pretty close.
Well, yeah, they're not. Are they that different? Is Men in Black that different from Silence of the Lambs?
I mean, you could switch the channel, and it could feel like the same film.
Absolutely. Like, I'm watching one, and I'm just like, man, I really don't know which is which. Like, the only thing, like, it's really hard to tell the difference between Will Smith and Anthony Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
It's super hard. I'm watching it, and I'm just like, oh, God, which one? Like, I have to look at the credits and match up the character names and the actor names, because otherwise.
And I'm even cold. Then,
yeah,
I
same
can't
with
tell.
Same with Jodie Foster and Tommy Lee Jones. Just like,
oh,
which one
yeah.
is it?
Wear my skin suit. I'd wear my skin suit.
Well, we have successfully made things even weirder than the direction our character was going in.
Yeah. So. On that note, so you're wearing the skin suit.
Yes, the very convincing skin suit.
And you join the other recruits as you're about to do the obstacle course. How are you going to impress? And this is all up to Natasha.
Well, we are a cleric, as we should remember.
Yeah, you do have magic.
So we do got some of them. Holy. So I'm going to use some divine intervention to like practically flash super speed my way through the obstacle course, but like only subtly, you know, like like how Dash does in The Incredibles, where he uses it just to look just good enough, you know?
Okay.
I'd also like to point out that instead of using magic to disguise yourself, you did murder someone.
Yes, well, hey, spell slots, hello.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We're totally keeping track of that.
Mm-hmm. Yup.
Now, I have a very important question about our cleric. What deity do we follow? Because we have to follow some kind of deity, unless we're, like, our deity is the
it's
power
your boss.
Of love or something.
It's your boss.
Well, then.
All right.
So what does...
I rolled a 12. Okay. I rolled a 12.
So yeah, you do this, and like, you do it so that you're not first place, you're second place, because you don't want to be like suspicious, considering you just skinned a man.
Mm. Yeah.
And
we did do that.
You know, you pass, you did your mile in the allotted time, you jumped over some wooden things, and the recruiter, you know, he's looking at the chart, and he's like, all right, you did pretty good. What's your name, kid? And Karen's got an answer to that.
I'm going to tell him that my name is Thomas, which is truthful, but I'm a really bad liar, so I'm going to be like, my name is Thomas, and I'm from a small town in Mississippi, and my mom died when I was young, and I have one sister, and just make up this really weird backstory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Love it.
But in my fashion today, I rolled a 4.
So you tell this very elaborate, too detailed lie to this military man. And you can see, you're a little bit taller than him, so you can see he writes down on his checkboard, mentally unstable.
At least he didn't see through the skin suit.
And he sends you back to, you know, the barracks to go think about what you've done.
I just get kicked out.
You didn't.
That is true.
What would Trisha like to do? Yeah. What would Trisha like to do?
So we're at the barracks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling pretty gross from all of that running around.
Wearing people skin,
sweating in the people skin, because you know that can be a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like how do you clean a skin suit? Like, do you put it in like gentle in the washing machine? Do you like just kind of hose it down with Febreze? Like,
you I don't know, Andy. You tell us.
No, I'm just throwing ideas out. Just
so I'm gonna make my way to the bathroom. Or mm-hmm. tried to find it
mm-hmm.
to take a shower.
Okay.
Let's see if I can be effective in this showering.
Mm-hmm.
What roll did you get?
It's a 15.
Nice.
You get yourself to the shower. You remove your skin suit and you wash the particles of blood off of your pink alien body.
This is getting weirdly erotic. Weirdly erotic.
Why maybe to you.
Does
Andy have a blood thing we're not aware of?
What I meant to say was nothing. Continue.
Okay, yeah, valid. As you're doing this, you hear the door open. Because, you know, these are like open shower, like you're in, you know, in like a high school shower kind of situation.
Oh no.
So
clearly both Trisha and I are not cool with public showers.
That's great, because Andy's next.
Oh, no! Okay, I've got it. I've got the skin suit next to me. I'm in the shower all aliened up, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to partially fill the skin suit with water and, like, set it up, kind of like try and hold some of the water in to make it, like, look like it's me. But, it like, it's full of water, and it's like a dummy. And then I'm going to hide as the alien and see if people buy the ruse, you know, believe that the skin suit is me. Kind of like a
Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to try and pull a Weekend at Bernie's. So I'm going to hide my real alien body, but have the skin suit just kind of like propped up leaning against the wall with his mm-hmm. arms crossed. Like mm-hmm. he's just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
If I have sunglasses, I don't. I do have a half-eaten cheesy roll-up.
Yeah, you do.
So I'm going to have the cheesy roll-up kind of hanging out of his mouth like a cigar, prop him against the wall with his legs crossed and his arms crossed, just chilling. And
don't forget the sunglasses.
Because people won't talk to him. There aren't any glasses. People won't talk to him if he has a cheesy roll in his mouth, because they'll be like, oh, he's eating a cheesy roll. I better not bother him.
He's busy. Yeah, clearly.
I rolled a 3.
Oh, no. Oh boy. Okay, so you start to fill the skin sack up with water. But what you haven't realized is that skin stretches quite a bit when it's not attached to anything.
Oh, God.
Of course.
So the feet just keep growing and growing and growing. And as you're watching these feet get gigantic, the door opens, and it is none other than your boss. He witnesses what is happening.
Oh, dear.
He sees you and just leaves, shutting the door behind him. He hollers, "Whenever you're done with that, I'm out here."
I imagine him doing the same hand motion that we previously associated with that.
The circular waving, like, all that.
So what would Natasha like to do?
Oh, man. Well, I feel like maybe we have ruined our skin suit. Maybe.
Maybe.
So.
We just have big feet now.
I'm going to attempt to use my boss outside's powers to cast disguise self and then go out and talk to him.
We do have powers.
Yes. Yes, how we do.
Can I roll for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the premise of this podcast. All right.
I was making sure you were going to allow it.
Yeah. I'll allow it. All right. You disguise yourself as your boss, and you go out there to talk to him. And he says, "Wow, I look great. I really don't know how I'm single." And then he, like, shakes his head and is like, oh wait, I was here for something. Oh, yeah. You're definitely fired.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And I'm gonna have to kill you now. And he takes out a small gun.
No!
Now, small gun, are you talking, like, the noisy cricket from Silence of the Lambs?
I'm talking a single bullet gun that he's been hiding in his chest pocket.
Oh, my God.
He has a chest pocket?
Well, he's very fancy, apparently.
No, it's made of skin.
Oh.
Right. I think it's my turn.
It definitely is. You're welcome for that setup.
I'm going to say, listen, slow down. Before you do that, I wanted to spend a night with yourself, and I try to seduce him.
Oh my gosh. All right.
You're pulling a trick, yeah.
We're just checking all the boxes here.
Every box.
A 16?
Oh gosh. That's troublingly good.
Disturbingly good, some would say.
Okay, listen, I've rolled a 1, a 2, and a 4. I think I deserve this.
Yeah.
That's true.
I just wish it wasn't this one.
Well, we're pulling a Trisha, remember? Gotta do it all out.
Better than the dog.
Dog.
All right. So.
The listeners should be super grateful they didn't hear that one.
Yeah. I wish. God, I wish that were me. So, you say this to your boss. He looks absolutely shocked. And then he looks more at himself, meaning you. And then he goes, "Well, I mean, it's not like nobody's ever thought of it." And you kind of nod at him like, "Yeah, we've all thought of it." And he's like, "Yeah, we've all thought of it." And then he looks, you know, around. And he's like, I mean, we couldn't hear, right? Like, that would just be like, not here, probably. But I mean... how bad? And then he leans in. What would you like to do, Trisha?
So he just, like, up and left me?
No, he just leaned in.
Oh, he leaned in? Oh, okay, sorry.
He's leaning in.
I give the smolder.
What?
The smolder.
Come Have you now. Never seen Tangled?
God, Al. What?
You're going to
the podcast will resume in 2 hours.
I thought that was like a sex move. That's what my meme
is. Well,
it's a good move. It's
if like any ladies out there would like to teach Andy something.
There you go.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let's leverage this podcast to make Andy not single. I fully support this.
He is sexy.
He's really good.
And ready to mingle.
He's really good at explaining how to skin people.
I'm basically the Will Smith Hopkins of skinning people, you know.
He has a great distinction between Silence of the Lambs and Men in Black.
loves those BTSs.
Yep. All right. Go ahead and roll.
We're going to roll for a smolder.
And I'm just going to...
It's a 15.
All right. Yeah, you give him a real sexy look. He's already leaning in, so, I mean, you kind of got him going already. What would Andy like to do?
Well, I'm going to Google smolder.
I do that.
This is not helpful in the least. And
Google the smolder plus Eugene. There you go.
I don't have time for that. It's too late already. All right. So I smoldered my boss, and God, do I just roll to make out? I've got it. I've got it. Okay. Okay. So I look like my boss, and my boss's defense is down, and my boss is also kind of my god, because he gives me powers as a cleric.
Yeah.
So clearly what I have to do is put him in a sleeper hold and knock him out so I can assume his position and steal military secrets.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
how are you attacking him? Need more detail?
Oh, a sleeper hold. I can, and then at the last minute, I like slip around, put my arm around like his neck, and then put him in a sleeper hold until he passes out. You know.
As you do this.
Like a wrestler.
As you do this, and he's starting to lose consciousness. Mm-hmm. He says, I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Aww. Wow.
Killing him and just knocking him out.
He takes a small gun with a single bullet. And as he's losing consciousness, eats it whole.
What? So he eats the gun?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, maybe with a body like mine, you'll finally find love.
Oh, no.
And then he's out cold. What would Natasha like to do?
Yeah, deal with that now.
Well, I'm going to mourn for... I'm not mourn. I'm going to think about what he just said for about 30 seconds, decide that I'm insulted, and... think, you know, well, if he's going to say that, then he's not going to want to know what I'm doing with his body.
Oh.
Not another skin suit. No,
that's not what I meant. I meant that, like,
so
I know. Since I look like him, I'm going to go do terrible things. I'm going
to get pinned on him. Natasha, nobody thought that was what you meant.
Yeah, I get that now. I apologize. I'm not Trisha, okay?
I'm sorry. I implode.
This was
everybody.
Not a necro thing.
He's not dead. He's just unconscious.
I think that may have been the single worst possible way to word that.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point. Good point. All right, I'm just going to go find the commander of the base and be like, hey, give me your secrets, please. I am a high-ranking official, clearly.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
And I'm going to try to use charm person.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I rolled a 7, so this is going to go well.
So, your boss is also an alien. You attempt to go up to a human, and the human kicks you right in the blurk.
Oh, no.
Which
turns
off your cloaking ability.
That's even worse than having a bruised blurk, I think.
And now you have a bruised blurk and you're unlovable again.
Oh, no.
You're in a military base, so people are freaking out. And they restrain you.
Oh, shit.
What would Karen like to do?
Play dead.
Okay. Yep. How are you going to play dead?
Limp, shut my eyes, try to shallow my breathing.
Okay.
All right.
The bad news is I rolled a 4.
Mm. Oh, no.
You're going to actually die.
Are you pretending to play dead, but you're making, like, snoring noises? Like, you're like, shoo! Like,
AM, isn't it?
So, as you pretend to play dead, you do that thing where, like kids do when they pretend to play dead, where they stick their tongues out. And as the humans who are restraining you see that you have two tongues, oh, they just lose their shit. They're like, what is that? What is that? One guy straddles you and like sits on you and pries your mouth open to get a better look.
Does he point and then say, what are those?
People are going to think this podcast came out 3 years ago if you continue with that.
Yeah, well,
maybe it did.
Okay, Trisha, what would you like to do?
Okay, so we're playing dead and they're flipping out because we have two tongues.
Mm-hmm. And this guy's straddling you and opening your mouth with his hands.
You know what you gotta do.
Please don't. If I knew Trisha was next, perhaps I wouldn't have done this.
That's actually not what crossed my mind first. Because now I'm internally freaking out because I don't know what the fuck's going on. I decide the best course of action is to open my eyes as wide as possible and then spit at the person.
And then spit? Is that what you said?
Yes, that is what I said.
Okay.
All right, that's a valid strategy.
Anyway, we're gonna roll. Let's see how this goes.
Please get a critical hit.
It's a 5.
Your eyes open wide. The man sitting on your chest is so heavy that you're finding it hard to breathe now. You let out a spit, but it's just like, it just pools in the back of your throat and you cough.
I'm fully expecting us to drown on our own spit.
You have died, goodbye, and then just hang up.
That is a possibility.
You start to just alien gack everywhere. Perfect. And it as it comes in contact with the humans, they begin to melt.
Yes.
Oh.
What would whoever's next like to do?
I think it's Andy.
I think it is. I feel like I haven't gone in a little bit. All right, so people are melting. The melting, how bad is the melting? Are we talking like they're turning into puddles of goo, or it's just like little spots of them are like, melting off, like they lose an arm or something?
It's like very violent and realistic of like acid.
Hmm. Okay. So they might die from that. I'm going to try and find the highest ranking one and like try and build up more like spittle around my mouth and just like shake them and be like, tell me all your military secrets.
Okay. Like that,
as I'm foaming at the mouth with alien spit.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
15.
You do this and he's screaming like a child and he says, okay. He goes to his desk. He turns 7 different keys, opens a drawer, takes out a Tamagotchi and hands it to you.
Yes.
All right.
What would Natasha like to do?
A Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite digital pet, you know, a Tamagotchi.
Who handed him to me?
The highest ranked official in this military
base. Okay. That's what I said. Okay. Just handed me a Tamagotchi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm a mom. A parent.
We are now. Mm-hmm.
So... I think it's time to quit and become a stay-at-home mom and take care of my child.
All right, yeah, go ahead and roll.
Okay. Yes.
I rolled 11.
Mm. Well, because your intentions were pure, I'm going to give it to you.
You get +2 pureness, wholesomeness.
You take the Tamagotchi home, you shed the pound of remorse that you had gained.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah!
And you become, you know... a PTA mom. You go to all the high school meetings.
Yes.
They say, excellent. You don't have a child here. You say, what's this then? And you take out your Tamagotchi.
Mm-hmm.
Just spit on Deborah when she gets bitchy.
Mm-hmm. You make the best cookies in the bake sale. And if anybody says otherwise, you just gack on them.
Yes.
I would say that you won.
Yay.
Congratulations right. on not dying a horrible death.
Yay! Yay.
So we need to keep track, I think, on each episode. We need to keep a tally as to how many times we die horribly and how many times we do not die horribly. Because I think that's going to matter further on.
It's going to be one not death to every other episode, so...
That seems about right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey guys, it's T from the future here. Editing T, I guess you could call me. I just have a quick shout out to give before we make an amazing exit. We here at Roll a D20 Podcast would like to thank Costa, Brad, Cam, and Logan from the band Tangelo. They are allowing us to use their song Valentine as our theme song, and it is quite a banger. They have a very folk indie kind of vibe, and you can check them out on SoundCloud right now. We really appreciate them letting us use their music. So, if you liked the little tidbit of entrance music we had at the beginning of the episode, I encourage you to go check them out. That's all I have to say for now. Let's get back to our pre-recorded show. Thanks for joining us.
Now go listen to some better podcasters.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Maybe don't.
After making fun of us the whole time.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Goodbye.
Yo.
Bye.